Word up, this love is always right on time. I've been trying to figure out my own way, trying to put it all on me. Weighed down by the pressure, without looking up, I know you see me. Cause on and on and on, you keep blessing me. But on and on and on, I keep worrying why I'm always running when you're telling me. You're telling me don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, it will make your head be light. Don't worry at all, worry at all. This love is always right on time.
9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You know she from Puerto Rico.
Lala like James Bond in my black tuxedo. Sauce inside cooling, I've been incognito.
Yeah, always spin up bread, baby, I'm no cheapo. Yeah. Shout out Uncle Billy, he just beat the chemo. Hey.
Pretty Spanish mommy, and she call me Chico. She said, como estas, I said, me no speako.
Yeah, fake it till you make it, I call that placebo. God. Father, Son, and Spirit, that's the three amigo, ayy. Woke up in the morning, I just did my Devo. That's the way I doodle on my ego. I think I just might have disappointed Primo, dang.
That's okay, we just did this for the people.
Feeling sorry for yourself, like, poor me, poor me, pour me a glass of coquito.
8 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
She want revival. Ever since I had swung viral, she been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the dial. She want revival. Ever since I had swung viral, she been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the.
Are you being serious right now?
Wait, oh, girl, now you wanna chat. I was 19 with no clue where I was at. I was way too down for the shorty in the back. Now I'm up, so you down trying to swing around back. But don't text my phone, no, no. Mm-mm. Hit my girl, she could tell you how it go. Do a show in your city, I'ma overcharge. Trying to play games with me like it's King of Hearts. Now you wanna know what you missing. On the radio and now you wanna listen. Need LASIK, you ain't got vision. About you one time, no.
7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by, but just wasting time. Try to prove who's right, and if it all goes crashing into the sea, if it's just you and me trying. Ships in the night, letting cannonballs fly. Say what you mean and it turns to a fight. Fists fly from my mouth as it turns south. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch. Chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way. Cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. Like you watched it 14 as it went down the drain. And pops stay the same and your mom swooped away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray. Trying to find a heart that's not walking away.
6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Take our final bow. Oh, it's our time to go. But at least we stole the show. 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 At least we stole the show.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
With my little vibe thing, 20 funny how time change. Reminiscing days when they used to hit me with the cold shoulder like an ice age. I pray that the real never die, man. That the real never die, man. Cause when I look around at all of my dogs, we came out the right way. All my dogs, we came out the right way. Never switched up for a price range. And we lived up to the hype, man. To sit in the drop and kick a freestyle.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey. Anxiety inside of me, I think I might die. Losing time, I ain't even in my right mind. Turning 21, feeling like I'm 35. Even though I know it's early to worry, and I've been all on my own, even when I'm home. Taking care of myself and realizing that I'm grown. I got homies on my payroll, we tryna win. People who ain't in my circle tryna get in. Wanna make my parents proud, but then again, that could really wear you out. So in the end, I just wanna be my true self and not pretend. Gotta follow what's up in my heart with no regrets. I've been doing what I gotta do. Even when I feel tired, gotta follow through. They wanna tell me what to say like it's up to you, but I gotta keep it true, show it from my view. I ain't done growing up yet, yeah. I ain't done yet, I ain't done yet.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
I just need a light in this dark place now. Falling for you, hoping I survive the way down. Getting harder, trying to keep your life straight now. Think I'm getting lost in your mind games now.
Just 30 more seconds.
Y'all know how it is, though. Hit it out of here. I might have to
take this show on the road. We go.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Game three of this six-game series here tonight from Frisco, Texas. As the AA affiliate of the San Diego Padres, the San Antonio Mission stay in town. As we reach the halfway point of this series tonight, the AA Rangers affiliate, your Frisco Rough Riders, trying to get on the right side of this series after losing in a close affair yesterday. Good pitcher's duel, Jack Leiter, did very well on the hill for Frisco last night. Gave up just one run in six innings, but that was the go-ahead run and essentially the winning run in the second inning, as Frisco never did score last night. 3-0 the final, and Frisco ends up dropping a 3-0 decision, their first shutout in almost a month. And Frisco loses the first two games of this series and have lost three in a row dating back to last week. Although they did split a series with Arkansas last week and won the series prior against Amarillo. So they're trying to go three straight series without a loss. The Rough Riders are now 20-26 this season, while San Antonio is now tied for first in the South Division at 25-22. Well, alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. Happy to be with you for Game 3 of this series. Should be a good pitching matchup today with Owen White on the hill, following a good start for Jack Leiter, and Owen White making his 10th start of the season himself. His last start in Arkansas, not great, not terrible, 4 innings in that game. The struggle with the walks really was the main one. 5 walks in the ballgame. He took the loss, having given up 4 earned runs. But the last home game he pitched in, just 2 runs allowed in the start, going 5 innings, and struck out a couple as well, though he did take the loss that game as well. So Owen White, 1-2 on the year with an ERA of 4.24. Jackson Wolf is the starter for the San Antonio Missions, a 4th-round pick out of West Virginia University 2 years ago. The left-hander has an ERA of 4.38. He is 3-5 on the season. So the 6'7" southpaw takes the hill for Luke Montz and the Missions. There's the starting pitcher caliber matchup today between the Rough Riders and the Missions. Should be a good one for Frisco today after playing good defense and good pitching yesterday and now trying to get their first win of the series. Well, let's continue a conversation with Antoine Kelly. He joined us yesterday on the pregame show in part two of his conversation with Zach Bigley, coming up when we return here on the show. First pitch tonight at 7:05 here from Riders Field. Antoine Kelly, the relief pitcher for the Rough Riders, joins us when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders. Well, here is part two of a conversation with Antoine Kelly, the relief pitcher for the Rough Riders. Zach Bigley chatted with him yesterday. We'll hear the rest of this conversation with Antoine Kelly.
Joined by Antoine Kelly, growing up in Chicago and growing up a Milwaukee Brewers fan, why the Brewers?
I don't know. I think I really just wanted to go against my family. You know, it's the same thing with football. Like, I don't really watch football, but like I'm a Packers fan. I think I just wanted to go against everybody. And then, like, I did go to a Brewers game when I was a kid. And, yeah, I don't know why. I just fell in love.
Who were the Milwaukee Brewers pitchers you looked up to?
Pitchers? I didn't really look at pitching, but I was a big Prince Fielder guy. What's his face? Corey Hart. What's his face? Ricky Weeks. Yeah, which he was... He was in Milwaukee when I got there, so I got a chance to talk to him in Wisconsin, which was pretty cool. And then, there's another one. It's all I can remember right now, but, like, a lot of position guys are just really cool.
When you were first drafted by the Milwaukee Brewers, what were some of the emotions that were going through your mind after already being drafted before that and then going to college and then being drafted again?
It wasn't so much being drafted that was, like, kind of, like, the shocker to me. It was just being drafted by my favorite team, which kind of left me speechless. Like, not every kid can, like, grow up, a fan of a team and then, like, have the opportunity to play with them and make it to the big leagues with them, which unfortunately didn't work out. But, like, I still had a chance to put on a Brewers jersey and, like, represent the team. So it was really cool.
Have you kind of settled in now after the trade? We talked about your mentality, but now getting in with the Rangers organization, seeing what they're about, seeing how great these people are here, does that kind of make things feel a little bit better this year?
Yeah, 100%. I went to spring training early just so I can kind of get used to the staff and kind of meet the players and stuff. And, like, yeah, it was a rough adjustment, but, yeah, I think I've adjusted pretty well. Like, I'm used to everybody now. I think, like, God forbid if I were ever to, like, leave again, get traded, like, it would be just as hard as leaving Milwaukee because I, like, know everybody and I'm used to everybody. So
the bullpen is also, as you transition from a starter to a bullpen, they kind of have their own personality. What do you think is this group's personality and what's it been like to gel with them?
Ooh, it's a weird little mix. You got the guys that are super calm, and then you got the guys that are just some straight up goofballs, and then you got, like, just random emotions. I think majority of the guys are goofy. Like, there's no, like, they're serious, but they're not, like, into baseball, like baseball mode all day. I don't know if that makes sense, but, like, it's a good group. It's cool. Goofy guys.
Where do you fit in that?
I got my days. I get a little moody sometimes. I get a little locked in. I try to be, like, my personality outside of baseball, I'm a pretty goofy guy. So I try to keep that without getting too overboard. I'm low key kind of immature sometimes, I'll be honest. But I try to be normal. That's all I can do.
Absolutely. He's Antoine Kelly, Rough Riders reliever, joining us here on the pregame show. Antoine, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, sir.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. A 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride!
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Set to get game three underway momentarily here on a Thursday night from Frisco, Texas. Thanks for joining us in the Riders Baseball Network. Josh Warden alongside Zach Bigley.
Here are the starting lineups for both teams, beginning with the visiting San Antonio Missions, tied for first in the Southern Division. Their skipper, Luke Montz, fills out his lineup card as follows. Ripken Reyes leads off and plays second base. Hitting second, the right fielder, Tirso Ornelas. Batting third, DHing, Yorman Rodriguez, who just joined the team. Hitting fourth and playing center field today is Daniel Johnson. Hitting in the five hole, the first baseman, Michael De La Cruz. Then it's Connor Hollis playing third and batting sixth. Jorge Onya bats seventh and plays left field. Chandler Siegel is the catcher and the eight-hole hitter. And Ray Patrick Ditter bats ninth and plays short. Carlos Cardoza is the first-year manager for the Frisco Rough Riders. Evan Carter leads off for Cardoza and Frisco. He plays center field tonight. Carter in center. Then Thomas Sejasi gets his first start of the season at shortstop. He will bat second today and his 25th start at shortstop in his minor league career. Batting third, the left fielder, Aaron Zavala. Hitting fourth, the right fielder, Kellen Strom, cleans up, followed by the designated hitter, Dustin Harris. Then batting sixth and playing third base, Nick Tanelu, the team leader in home runs. Trevor Haber bats seventh and plays first base tonight. The backstop today for Frisco is Scott Capers. He bats eighth and catches. And then it's Jax Biggers rounding out the order for the Frisco Rough Riders. He plays second base tonight as the double play combo alongside Thomas Sejasi. Thomas in the lineup. They're putting him wherever they can get him in the order. He's tied for the team lead in doubles and one of only two guys in the team hitting 300 this season. So Thomas Sejasi batting second for Frisco. We'll see him and the Rough Riders coming up when we return. First pitch on the other side of this break with Zach Bigley on the call on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With a meet and greet during the game, a Cresos de Frisco wrestling mask giveaway, and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos Cresos! The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Strom to third. He's steaming around. The relay, not in time.
Up to the wall, and that ball is out of here. Chris sees homers again.
Nick Tanelu with his second homer of the inning.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day.
Ninth strikeout of the evening for Jack Leiter. How about a career high in punchouts through four innings?
Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the Riders win.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
It's time for Game 3 of this six-game series between the Rough Riders and the Missions. Hello, everybody. Happy June as we enter a new month. Hey, we continue this series. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along from Frisco. Owen White winds back, and away we go as the first pitch is high and outside. One ball and no strikes to Ripken Reyes. We're underway at 7:06 in the p.m. from Riders Field. Owen White back into his windup once again, and the Rough Riders starter delivers home. It's down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 1-1. And for the first time this series, we don't have a hit by pitch on Ripken Reyes, the second pitch of the game. That happened each of the first two games of this set. He's ready in the 1-1 offering. Over on the inside corner for a strike, it's 1-2 on Reyes, the second baseman, who's 0-6 in the series, but he's reached four times on two walks and two hit by pitches. Owen White squares his shoulders towards the Rough Riders' third base dugout, looks in for his sign. He's got it, winds in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a breaking ball down, though, and inside. Owen White uses just four pitches to dispatch of Ripken Reyes. And there's one away in the first inning. Tirso Ornelas steps in, left-handed batter. A 23-year-old Owen White on the mound for the Rough Riders, former second-round pick. First pitch, fastball, right down the heart of the plate, a strike, 0-1. White making his 10th start on the year. 1-2 with a 4.24 ERA, the 0-1. Bounded foul right side, and it's 0-2. 40 and a third innings for White on the season, 34 strikeouts to 19 walks. He's the number one pitching prospect in the Rangers organization. Looks over the top of his glove, winds in the 0-2 pitch. Fly ball foul left side. It's still no balls and two strikes. The Rough Riders coming into today at 20-26 on the season. Starting a new month and hopefully turning over a new leaf. Rough Riders have lost three in a row. The pitch home. Called, strike three, outside corner with a fastball. He froze him two away. Owen White with back-to-back strikeouts. And Yorman Rodriguez stands in. Rodriguez, the DH, just added to the roster yesterday, making his first appearance at the AA level this year. First pitch. Breaking ball sits in there for a strike at the bottom of the zone. 0-1 on Rodriguez, who has been with the Missions over the last couple seasons. The pitch. Off the fist, a pop-up left side. Shallow part of left field. Tanalu back from third. He makes the catch. It's a breezy first inning for Owen White. He sits him down 1-2-3 with a couple punch-outs. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom one coming up, San Antonio nothing. Rough Riders up to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds, but this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Clean first inning for Owen White, and now we go to the bottom half of the first inning. The Rough Riders send Evan Carter, Thomas Ajayi, and Aaron Zavala to the plate against Jackson Wolf, the left-hander, who's back into his windup in the first pitch. Carter watches just outside, one ball and no strikes. Happy you're with us for Game 3 of this series on this Thursday evening in Frisco. Rough Riders looking for their first win of the series against the Missions, the 1-0. Driven into center field, right at Daniel Johnson, and he's there to make the chest-high catch. A hit hard, but Evan Carter hit it right at Daniel Johnson. One out for Thomas Ajayi, the Rough Riders shortstop, making his first career appearance at the shortstop position defensively in his Rough Riders career. Stands back in from the right side against the left-hander Wolf, who winds back and delivers. It's a breaking ball on the curve at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. Jackson Wolf, the 6'7" left-hander, 24 years old, the 0-1. Foul back, and it's 0-2. Former fourth-round selection of the Padres back in 2021. Out of West Virginia, he's an Ohio native, and he's making his second career appearance against the Rough Riders. He's back into his windup in the 0-2. Check swing and a high fastball. They appeal, and Alex Nash says he went around for a strike three. A swinging strikeout of Thomas Ajayi, and there are two away in the first inning, and Aaron Zavala takes his turn. That one start against the Rough Riders came back on April 13th in San Antonio. He allowed four runs on four hits in one and two-thirds innings, against the Rough Riders, walking three batters. First pitch to Zavala. Slider, inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders usually a very left-handed hitting heavy lineup. A few more righties in there today. The 0-1. Check swing and a miss on a pitch low of the zone. It's 0-2. Scott Capers, Nick Tanelu, Kellen Strom, and Thomas Ajayi, all right-handed batters. The Rough Riders going every other in terms of righty and lefty, five lefties, four righties in the lineup today. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a curveball, and Zavala strikes out. Both pitchers go two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 first inning, and we're scoreless to the top of the second. Rough Riders and Missions. Go to the top of the second next on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the top of the second inning, the Rough Riders and the Missions no score. Daniel Johnson to lead things off against Owen White. Owen White, a 1-2-3 inning in the first. He struck out two. He faces the middle third of the order. Right-hander back into his windup, and the first toss. Johnson swings, lines it, and it's through the right side, past the diving Jax Biggers into right field. Johnson hit it off the end of the bat, probably broke the stick, and just got out of the reach of Jax Biggers into right. Michael De La Cruz steps in. First hit, first base runner of the ballgame for either team. De La Cruz, left-handed batter against the righty Owen White. Righties and lefties are hitting pretty much the same against Owen White. From the stretch for the first time today, he delivers. Curveball on the outside corner for a strike. And it's 0-1. Righties hitting 234, lefties hitting 229. Lefties do have two of the three home runs that White has surrendered this year, though. He's ready, the 0-1. Line drive to left field. Zavala coming on. He has to play it on a hop. And he fires it back in. It's back-to-back singles to begin the second for the Missions. Connor Hollis to the plate. Never got a chance to introduce you to the Rough Riders defense in the first, so let's do that now. Aaron Zavala out in left field. Evan Carter in center and Kellen Strom in right field. Nick Tanelu has third. Thomas Ajayi makes his 27th start in his career at shortstop. And his first this season. Jax Biggers at second. Trevor Hover at first base. The pitch home. Bunted down the third baseline and foul. 0-1 on Hollis. Scott Capers does the catching for Owen White tonight. Capers catching White for the third time this season. Right-hander ready from the stretch. Look back towards second base. And the 0-1 pitch to Hollins. He shows bunt again, puts it down the third baseline. Tanelu comes up, picks from third, and fires on to first in time for the out. Successful sacrifice bunt for Connor Hollis. Moves runners to second and third with one out of the second for Jorge Onya. That pitch was so inside it might have hit him if he hadn't have put it down successfully. It was a clean bunt. Scott Capers will go out, draw the entire infield in to have a chat. What Owen White does really well is roll balls along the ground. His 48% ground ball rate is the third highest in the Texas League this year. But the double play is no longer in order. And so will the Rough Riders have the infield in, or will they play them back? It's up to manager Carlos Cardoza. Looks like they're going to play them back. So they'll concede the run for an out. Jorge Onya, right-handed batter. White ready from the stretch and the pitch home. He looks back towards second and now deals. Low and outside. Misses with a breaking ball. One ball and no strikes. Onya playing in his 28th game this season. Hitting 233 and making his second appearance in this series. Onya pinch hit earlier in the set. The 1-0. Curveball on the inside edge for a strike. 1-1. Well, some news coming down right before this game started today. About 6:45 from Rangers Public Relations on Twitter. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1. Fastball rides across the outside edge for a strike, and it's 1-2. Of Former Rough Riders pitcher Ricky Benasco, who is designated for assignment in order for Grant Anderson to make his Major League debut, has been traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers. White stretches in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with the sweeper. And Owen White picks up the strikeout, his third of the evening. And Chandler Siegel steps in. That's the brand new sweeping slider from Owen White, debuting that this week. And he picks up the strikeout on it. Oh, well, Chandler Siegel steps in from the right side with two down and two in scoring position. No score in the second. Stretching the pitch home to Siegel. He takes just high, and it's one ball, no strikes. So Ricky Benasco traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers for Luis Valdez, the 19-year-old pitching prospect for the Dodgers, who's pitched in just eight games stateside. That being with Low A Rancho Cucamonga. 1-0 pitch. High and inside. Two balls, no strikes to Siegel. Our best wishes to Ricky Benasco, who was nothing short of phenomenal as a person during his very short time here at the end of the season last year and then at the beginning of the season this year. 2-0 pitch to Siegel. Misses high. Three balls, no strikes. Owen White behind in the count 3-0, but first base is open. Nine-hole hitting Ray Patrick Ditter is on deck. White stretches and offers in the 3-0 pitch to Siegel. Just high, ball four. A four-pitch free pass to the catcher. Base is loaded now with two outs. Back-to-back singles in this inning. Sacrifice bunt, strikeout, and now walk. Base is loaded, two down for Ray Patrick Ditter as Owen White tries to get out of this jam. The pitch. Misses high. One ball, no strikes. Five straight out of the zone for White. Something he's done this season around league average is leaving runners on base. 71% left on base rate. Here's the stretch and the 1-0. That one is in there for a strike with a fastball at the top of the zone. 1-1. League average is 70%, so he's right there. And he would love to leave these three on the base paths. White readies. And the 1-1. Breaking ball cut on and missed. A high sweeper. 1-2. A one pitch away from getting out of this second inning with the bases loaded. White readies. And time called by Ditter, the shortstop, who's 1-for-6 in the series, hitting just 161 entering today. Still no score. White trying to keep it that way. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him away with the slider. And Owen White strikes out four through two shutout innings. He strands the bases loaded. Bottom two coming up. No score on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're into the bottom half of the second inning. The Rough Riders and the Missions no score. Great job from Owen White getting out of the bases loaded jam in the second. And Kellen Strom steps in from the right side to get the second underway against Jackson Wolf. A 1-2-3 inning in the first for Wolf with two strikeouts. And he rocks in the first pitch here. There's a fly ball off Strom's bat into shallow right center field. Ornelas gives way to Johnson, the center fielder, who makes the catch. One away on the first pitch of the second. And Dustin Harris climbs in. Harris walked twice yesterday and singled. He's 2-for-5 in the series. A designated hitter leading the league in stolen bases with 21 this year. Stole two bases yesterday. Left-handed batter still waiting for that power to grab hold. Wolves first pitch. Way outside with a slider, and it's one ball and no strikes. Only four homers for Harris. He was a 2020 player in 2021. The 1-0 toss. He swings, fists it up the middle in the air. The second baseman, Reyes, comes up, picks on a tough hop, throws to first, and it's not in time. It was a little looper in the middle of the infield off the handle, and Reyes couldn't make the catch in the air, so he tried to make the play on the bounce, but Harris just too much speed. He was able to beat it out. One of the odder infield singles you'll see. Just the exact right spot.
A little bit of luck. I think if Reyes had to do it again, he would have to try to dive for that ball. Because once it landed, really no shot to get Dustin Harris.
I think you're right. Well, he's at first base and a stolen base threat. Here's Nick Tanelu. First pitch. Foul back. The right side, it's 0-1. Josh, we had fun sitting down with Nick Tanelu before the game today, filming our Lone Star Spotlight. That'll play on Saturday, where we spotlight a Rough Riders player, kind of tell their story, and Nick has a great story.
Yeah, formerly with the Padres organization, been around the block for sure.
The 0-1, fouled away to the right side, it's 0-2. And Tanelu came up originally with the Astros organization and was really close to making the big leagues in 2019. He had a great season, too, during 2019. He was the last player cut from spring training off the big league roster. And then he had a lot of conversations with the folks with the Astros saying, hey, you'll be the first guy up, you'll be the first guy up. And unfortunately, it was just too talented of a team that stayed healthy. Throw goes over to first, and Harris is back in, and so he never got the call. In 2019 with Round Rock, he hit .295 with an .880 OPS and 19 homers. Right on the cusp of the big leagues and just never got that call. The Astros team ended up going to the World Series that year. Behind in the count, 0-2. And a throw goes over to first. Harris back in again. And he always stayed positive. As you mentioned, Josh, went the next season in 2021 to the Padres organization, played in AAA El Paso, and then last year signed a free agent deal with the Rangers and played the entire season in Round Rock. At the AAA level, now down here in AA Frisco. The 0-2, Harris takes off, swinging a ground ball, hit to third. Hollis cuts in front of the shortstop, Ditter fields, and throws him out at first. Harris stays out of the double play, being on the run. He's at second base with two outs now for the Rough Riders and a scoreless second. Trevor Hover to the dish. And he knows his role on this team, very happy to be the guy that learns a lot from these players being so young and also likes to talk to them a lot about his experiences in baseball. And a great family man as well. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Down low and inside. One ball, no strikes, on Hover. Says being a father really changed his perspective on things and helped him out, really turn the page and realize baseball at the end of the day isn't everything. Being a father is super important to him. 1-0 pitch to Hover.
A check swing. He went around and a pitch low and away. 1-1.
And talked about having the family photo on his lock screen on his phone. And, okay, you go 0-4 on a day, but you pull out your phone, you see your kids. Does it really matter that you struck out a couple times? Not too much.
That's great. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. Swing and a miss, and a good pitch low of the zone, 1-2. It's like you have your photo of ice cream on your lock screen, so anytime you open up, you just see, well, there's ice cream.
I got right something there to look forward to. Something's got to keep you going, whether it's your kids or something less important as kids. Something, though.
Harris leads from second, pull side shift on the infield defensively for the Missions. 1-2 to Hover. Line foul, left side, up into the concourse level. Still 1-2 two strikes with 2 down.
The funny thing is he hasn't had too many of those bad days where you need to pick me up. I mean, leads the team in home runs and had some really good days. But every baseball player has your 0-for days and needs something to rely on.
No doubt. The 1-2. Hover swings and lines it hard to short. Dinner makes a diving stop, knocks it down, bare hands off the ground, throws to first, and De La Cruz picks it out of the dirt for the final out of the inning. Oh, a crazy play. Great stop from Ditter and good presence of mind to pick it up off the ground and throw out Hover to retire the side. No runs for the Rough Riders on a hit. No errors and a runner left stranded to the top of the third inning. Next, Josh Warden takes over on the play-by-play when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hi, this is Everett Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you are listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
0-1 White back to the hill, and he'll face the top of the order against the San Antonio Missions as we enter the third inning. A scoreless ballgame from Riders Field. Alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. Great day for baseball, partly cloudy. Riders in all white uniforms today, the red caps. Owen White ready to go for the first pitch of the third inning. Ripken Reyes takes it low, ball one. No score. Reyes, who struck out swinging on a slider back in the first inning, is at the plate for round two against Owen White. White kicks in the 1-0, breaking ball inside, and it's 2-0 to Reyes. 2019 draft pick in the 30th round from Bremerton, Washington, and moved to California when he was a kid. 2-0, Reyes swings, a ground ball right side, playable for Hover. The first baseman has it in his glove, underhands back to the pitcher, and Owen White steps on the bag easily in time to put away Ripken Reyes. Well, good-looking breaking balls from Owen White. Zach mentioned earlier adding a sweeper, so he's got three breaking balls now in his arsenal. Some guys just have three pitches in total, fastball, slider, changeup, or something to that variety, but Owen White with three breaking pitches just by themselves. Here's Tirso Ornelas to the plate in a scoreless game. One out. First pitch swung on. Foul down the first base side. Owen won the count. Bases empty and one away. So Owen White now operating with an even bigger arsenal. A four-seam fastball plus a two-seam fastball and a changeup and three breaking balls. The 0-1 offering to Ornelas swung on and missed. the slider by him, down and in. So three breaking balls that all have slightly different shapes to them and how they move and velocities on them. The 0-2 breaking bar fastball, I should say, two-seamer fouled third base side. And an 0-2 count still to Ornelas. The slider, the fastest of the three, can go upper 80s. Sweeper in the mid to low 80s, and the curveball could go 80, even high 70s. 0-2 the count to Ornelas, swings and flies it to left field. Zavala running back, still going, all the way to the wall and gone. Tirso Ornelas carries this one out for his second home run of the series. And he puts San Antonio ahead 1-0 in the third. A fastball that was down and in, and Ornelas got the bat right out in front. Got under it a bit, but had enough velo off the bat, 100 miles off the barrel. And traveled 415 feet. Left center for the solo home run for Ornelas. Gets his fourth dinger of the year. Half of his home runs on the season here this week in Frisco. First pitch to Yorman Rodriguez is down and away. And ball one from Owen White, who somewhat matches what Jack Leiter did yesterday. Leiter went six innings, allowing a leadoff, or pardon me, a solo home run to make it 1-0, but pitched well otherwise. 1-0 to Rodriguez, just above the belt, and it's 2-0. Leiter came back after that home run. It didn't allow another hit for couple of the next innings, in fact. The 2-0 to Rodriguez, swung on and also powered to left field. Zavala turns, runs back to the track. That one's off the top of the wall and actually went over the wall. It is gone. It hit off the fence. Rodriguez went around first, went back to the bag, then sees the umpire, says home run. And now he'll do his home run trot. It hit the chain link fence above the 364 mark. And that ball is gone. Back-to-back home runs for the Missions. And Yorman Rodriguez leaves the yard in his second at-bat this season at the AA level. It's now 2-0 San Antonio. That one not quite as hard hit. 371 feet. Also to left center. Also a solo home run. It's 2-0 Missions. Daniel Johnson the batter. First pitch is also hit to left field. Not deep. Zavala has to run in. He'll get there and he makes the catch. Zavala, who had to run backwards a couple times in a row and ran out of room, this time comes in on that ball, makes the play, and there are two outs. Well, Jack Leiter, who allowed a home run yesterday and then did not allow another hit until the very last batter he faced in the sixth inning. First pitch to Michael De La Cruz is down and in. 2-0 San Antonio in the third inning with two outs and the bases empty. Leiter allowed a single to the last batter he faced, and he tried to stretch it to a double, got out. 1-0, a ground ball, first base side, Hover fields in foul ground, and it's 1-1. Kellen Strom threw that batter out. Cole Cummings at second base to end the sixth inning, and that's how Jack Leiter finished his day. The only other hit he had allowed. There was a scoring change. He technically did allow three hits on the day on what was previously called an error. The 1-1 to De La Cruz is flying to left field, slicing foul, and it will go towards the Frisco bullpen and land beyond the concourse out of left field towards the playground. One ball, two strikes, two outs, base is empty. 2-0 Missions in front. Owen White comes set. The 1-2, breaking ball, misses high, the curve that stays upstairs. Good crowd, especially out in the Lazy River. Thirsty Thursday tonight and rowdy at the river. Presented by Twisted Tea. That place is packed. The 2-2 pitch hit on a rope toward second, fielded by Biggers, down to a crouch on one hop. He gloves it and throws it to first to put away De La Cruz. And that is the inning. Back-to-back solo home runs for the Missions. They are up 2-0. The Rough Riders try to get on the board. They have not scored their last 13 innings. They'll try to change that when we return. The bottom of the third inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Hey, this is Ricky Manasco, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Striding to the plate to open the bottom of the third inning, Scott Capers will lead off for the Rough Riders, who find themselves down 2-0 in this ballgame. After a 3-0 loss yesterday, somewhat similar beginning to this game, but the Rough Riders still have a lot of innings to go offensively against Jackson Wolf. The southpaw goes into the wide. The first pitch is swung on and missed. Capers goes after a 90-mile-an-hour pitch to the outer corner and doesn't get it. Leading off the bottom of the third inning, four hits for the mission so far. The 0-1 to Capers, off speed that he taps foul at the plate. Just one hit for the Rough Riders today. It was a Dustin Harris pop fly in the infield that landed behind the mound. And that's the only hit to this point. Scott Capers, the 8-hole hitter for the Rough Riders, with a .280 batting average to his name. The 0-2 to Capers, a breaking ball that doesn't hit the back door. Slider to the outside. And ball one to Scott Capers. Gets the lefty of Jackson Wolf. Capers actually has the best batting average on the team against left-hand pitchers at .429. A 1-2, another slider, same result, just outside, and it's 2-2. He's a right-hand hitter and has hit lefties very well. It'll be a relatively small sample size. He's playing every other day as the catcher. A 2-2 to Scott Capers. He swings and flies it foul to stay alive over the first base side of Riders Field. After Capers, it'll be Biggers, Jax Biggers, and then Evan Carter representing the top of the order, who will come to the plate here in the third inning. Jackson Wolf into his wind. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back. Just gets over the netting and into the stands. 2-2 still the count for Jackson Wolf, his third year in the Padres organization. Fourth round pick a couple years ago out of West Virginia. His 2-2 pitch is swung on and hit a towering pop fly, foul ground, third base side. Siegel running for it. The catcher has no room to make the play. It lands in the seats. And a third two-strike foul ball for Scott Capers. Extends the at-bat even a little further. Well, Jackson Wolf's last start against Amarillo was a good one. Just one earned run and two hits in six innings versus Amarillo, garnering the win. The home plate umpire Trevor Matthews noticing some dust on the plate, walks around to dust it off. Jackson Wolf 3-5 on the year with a .438 earned run average and nothing allowed today. The 2-2 pitch to Capers. He swings and flies it to left field. Jorge Onya works back. He jumps up at the last moment, makes the catch. He wasn't sprinting backwards, made himself have to leap a little bit, a step in front of the warning track, and puts away Scott Capers on an 8-pitch plate appearance that ends in a flyout. Jax Biggers is the batter, the 9-hole hitter for Frisco, facing Jackson Wolf. Jax versus Jackson. Jax Biggers, not short for Jackson, that's his full first name. First pitch to Biggers is roped toward second base, into the outfield, and down for a base hit. Ornelas plays it on a couple hops, and Jax Biggers has his first hit of the series. He was 0-for-6 with a lot of fly balls to the outfield. This one also gets to the grass, but actually finds some turf to nestle in. And a single for Jax Biggers to right field with one out. So now it's Evan Carter with the Rough Riders down 2-0 in the third inning. left-hand hitter Carter steps in with a 283 average to his name. Biggers takes his lead, being held on. First pitch, swung on and missed. Breaking ball, they got Carter to swing and miss. Carter, who got signed out of high school by the Rangers, 50th pick 3 years ago. The 0-1 offering to Evan Carter from Jackson Wolf, a throw over to first. And Biggers is back. Carter didn't think partway through his high school career that he would even play baseball in college. Didn't really think that was a reality. Didn't know he was good enough to do that. Was committed to Duke eventually. A one strike pick to Evan Carter. Pitch is on the inside half and a breaking ball. And it's 0-2. Turns out he didn't play college baseball. It wasn't because he wasn't good enough like he thought. It was because he was so good he would get drafted early in the second round and signed by the Rangers right out of high school. He really blossomed late in his high school career. The 0-2 pitch to Carter. He swings and fouls it back. 0-2 still the count. Earlier on in his high school career, he thought baseball was just a high school thing for him. He'd go to Duke as a student and become a dentist. He should go to dental school, endodontist, doing root canals, that sort of thing. And he shadowed a dentist in high school and figured that was the path. But now he's the number one prospect in the Rangers organization. Here's the 0-2. He swings and hits it down the left field side, slicing foul. And it does land in the seats and bounce back into fair territory. Runner at first for the Rough Riders. One out in the third inning, trailing 2-0 to the Missions. Evan Carter now obviously with a bright baseball future. We were talking recently and asked him about, well, do you think you'll still become a dentist once your baseball career is done? He says, no, not anymore. 12 years of school now is much too long of an enterprise at this point in my life. He's still only 20 years old. The 0-2, he takes it down and away. It's 1-2. But even now, he could play for a decade or much further than that. He says, if this thing falls apart soon, I'll go to some sort of tech school, become a welder, something like that. That's the fallback for Evan Carter. Not a bad choice. 1-2 the count to Carter. A throw over to first again. A little bit low, but snagged by De La Cruz, the first baseman. And Biggers is back. Carter with 4 home runs this year, among the team leaders, with 25 RBIs and 32 walks. Gets a board a ton, has some pop, has got good wheels, and maybe best of all, a terrific defender. The 1-2 pitch, Biggers goes. Carter swings and misses. Biggers, a good jump. He's safe into second. Carter did strike out on the swing and miss, but Biggers gets into scoring position on the steal, his 6th of the season. There are 2 outs for Thomas Sajacy. So it's up to Tommy to get the Rough Riders on the board, hoping to avoid their 14th consecutive scoreless inning. It's 2-0 San Antonio in the bottom of the third. Biggers at 2nd, 2 down. So JC with a 300 average on the season, but he struck out on 3 pitches his first at-bat. First pitch, he swings, and a high fly ball to center field. Daniel Johnson going over. It's Ornelas, the right fielder, who camps, and he makes the grab, and that's the inning. Frisco gets a runner in scoring position, but strands Biggers at 2nd, and no runs through the first 3 innings for Frisco. San Antonio leads it 2-0 through 3 complete innings from Riders Field. Stay with us on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th.
arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Owen White hoping to bounce back after a two-home run inning in the third. We move on to the fourth inning. It's 2-0 San Antonio, a pair of solo shots. Owen White standing behind the mound, gesticulating out to Aaron Zavala. Aaron, who didn't realize there was a ball on the warning track behind him, it was the pitcher Owen White who says, "Hey, there's a something in your way. Go get that ball out in the track." I'm surprised Owen White had the eyes to go see it out by the wall, almost 300 feet away, but he did, and Zavala goes to grab it. Connor Hollis, the batter, fourth inning, 2-0 Missions. First pitch is swung on and missed. Good-looking breaking ball under the zone, and Hollis swings and misses. Through three innings, the Rough Riders with no runs on two hits, no errors. And the Missions, two runs on four hits, no errors. The breaking ball again, down and away. And it evens the count up at one ball and one strike. We'll return back to the area for Connor Hollis, who's from Arlington, Texas. 1-1, he takes top half of the zone, strike two on a fastball. Went to Lamar High School in Arlington and stayed in the Lone Star State to play for the University of Houston. 1-2 to Hollis, a slider down and away. The sweeper, in fact, and it's two balls, two strikes. Finished out his Houston career in the NCAA tournament. The Cougars made a regional in 2018 when he was a senior, spent 4 years there. 2-2 pitch, he flies to right field. Kellen Strom gives up some ground, but he's underneath it, puts up the glove, and makes the catch just about 15 feet away from where he began. And Connor Hollis flies out, one away in the fourth inning. Jorge Onya, the batter for this San Antonio offense that has not been dominating this season. In fact, they are last in the league in batting average, .228. Second to last in walks, and so they do not get a lot of base runners. But they lead it 2-0 here in the fourth. First pitch to Onya, breaking ball swung on and missed. Big cut for Onya, the right-hand hitter. San Antonio, as few base runners as they have had, have grounded into a lot of double plays. The 0-1 pitch misses, 1-1. They've grounded into the most double plays in the entire Texas League, and it's not even close. Nine more than the next closest team. The 1-1, Onya takes a breaking ball, and it's low and away. Two balls and a strike with the bases empty and one away. 41 ground ball double plays for the Missions, wiping out a lot of what few base runners they have gotten this season. The 2-1, hit hard to the left side, it rolls through and into left field. Jorge Onya smashes a ground ball through the six hole and has himself a one-out base hit. 112 miles an hour off the barrel for Jorge Onya. And he gets on first for Chandler Siegel.
It's not as if they don't have any speed at all. I mean, they have 68 steals this year, yeah, which is tied for fourth in the league. So they've just gotten unlucky. That's really what it boils down to.
Onya at first, Siegel the batter. He takes a two-seam fastball low, a changeup, in fact. Moves back arm side, but underneath the zone. Ball one to Chandler Siegel, who walked on four pitches in his first plate appearance today. The 1-0 swing from Owen White coming out of the stretch is taken right down the middle, and strike one. One ball, one strike from Owen White. Gave up two home runs back-to-back last inning, then retired the next two to finish the inning. Now one out and one on for the Missions, who lead 2-0. In the fourth, Owen White deals the 1-1, swung on and flied over the right side, foul. And it's 1-2 to Chandler Siegel. He had a good day yesterday, even though he's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts, but he also had a sacrifice fly and a walk and a hit by pitch. Today, just that walk so far. He's behind 1-2 from Owen White. He steps towards home, and a breaking ball fouled away, same spot over the first base line. Frisco losing yesterday in the first two games of the series, dropping to six games below 500. They have been in this spot before. Back on May 13th, they were six games below. Their worst record so far this season. If they lose today, it would become the worst. A 1-2 pitch to Chandler Siegel with one out. It swung on and hit foul off the very end of the bat, dribbles to the first base dugout near the on-deck circle where Ray Patrick Ditter is situated. Thomas Ajayi and Jax Biggers are the double play combo today, hoping to turn the 42nd double play that the Missions have suffered this season. One out and a runner at first. The 1-2 pitch swung on and popped up in the first base side. Hover looking for it, but runs out of room. So JC has not turned a double play this season as a shortstop. He hasn't played shortstop at all this year. His 25th start at short in his professional career, but none at Frisco. As a team, the Rough Riders have turned the most double plays defensively of any team in the league, whereas the Missions have hit into the most double plays of any team in the league. Prime time for one here. With one out and one on, the 1-2 pitch is swung on, grounded to third. Tantaloo fields it, bounced off the bag. His only play is at first, and he makes the play. Not a double play, but a good one for Tantaloo. Fielded a weird hop as it looked like that one actually hit the bag. He was playing a few feet behind the base, fielded the hop, and threw across to first in time to retire Siegel. Heads up play for Nick Tantaloo to realize this one might take a different bounce off the bag. And Chandler Siegel is retired. Ray Patrick Ditter, the batter. Two outs and a runner at second. The initial pitch of the at-bat settles in the zone for strike one. The runner at second, Jorge Onya, advancing on that ground ball. 2-0 San Antonio. The pitch swung on and flied over the right side, foul. And Owen White quickly gets ahead of Ray Patrick Ditter, 0-2. Ditter, who is 1-for-7 on this series, and 0-for-1 today, striking out on a slider from Owen White. White has him 0-2. Here's the offering. It's just outside. And ball one. Owen White, the 23-year-old. Still very young at the AA level, almost 2 years younger than the average player. Trying to finish out this fourth inning. The 1-2 swung on, a chopper towards second. Biggers backs up, Fields has time, and uses it to throw to first. Puts him away. It's a scoreless inning for Owen White, just one single, and he strands the runner at second base. No score for the Missions in the fourth inning. They do lead 2-0 halfway through the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, Aaron Zavala to lead off for the Rough Riders in the home half of the fourth inning with a 2-0 deficit for Frisco. Zavala steps in to face Jackson Wolf, the A left-hander who's pitched three shutout innings so far. He kicks in the first pitch, a slider that bends to the inside. And strike one on Zavala. Inside edge, 80 miles an hour on the breaker. Gets ahead of Aaron, hitting 232 this season. The 0-1 is on the outer half for strike two. Zavala snapping an on-base streak. He had gotten aboard every game for the Rough Riders this season. He had played 10. Now his 11th game, but did not get aboard yesterday. For the first time this season. The 0-2 pitch to Aaron Zavala is taken low and away. And ball one to the left fielder today. 2-0 San Antonio in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Jackson Wolf spinning some good baseball. Three strikeouts so far. The 1-2 pitch, it's just below the knees. And ball two to Aaron Zavala. Wearing the number 5 jersey. Leody Taveras wore that on opening day, rehabbing with the Rough Riders. And then Corey Seager wore it a few weeks later. 2-2 to Zavala, swings and fouls it back to the netting. Speaking of Leody Taveras, how about the best batting average in the month of May of any American League hitter? No, it's not Bo Bichette. No, it's not Aaron Judge. Leody Taveras, the entire American League, 368 last month. 2-2 pitch to Zavala is low and away again. He loads the count full, 3-2. Was 0-2. Zavala wearing the same uniform that Taveras wore on opening day here in Frisco. Tries to get aboard to open the fourth inning. The payoff pitch, it's low. Oh, hit the corner. Zavala was starting to run up the first baseline and a late strike call from Trevor Matthews. And he punches out looking. And one away here in the fourth. Kellen Strom is next. Frisco has not scored in 14 consecutive innings dating back to the final inning on Tuesday and then got shut out yesterday for the first time since May 3rd. First pitch to Strom, breaking ball, outer half, and strike one on the slider. Frisco almost out-hit San Antonio yesterday, just one hit fewer, but did not score, six hits. The 0-1 pitch is outside on a changeup. And it's 1-1 to Kellen Strom. Right-hand hitter against left-hand pitcher. The 1-1 pitch to Strom is swung on and fouled back over the netting, and it's 1-2. Frisco with just two hits today, one an infield pop behind the pitcher, and then Jax Biggers had a single to right field. Those are the two singles. A 1-2 pitch to Kellen Strom. He takes a late hack and doesn't find it. Strike three swinging. Back-to-back punchies for Jackson Wolf. He's got 5 Ks tonight here in Frisco. So it's Dustin Harris to the plate. For the Rough Riders, still looking for an extra base hit. There's only been a couple this entire series. 2 doubles on Tuesday. Harris had one of them. First pitch to Dustin is inside. Hit him on the barrel. He tried to check his swing, and he did, but the ball still nabbed him on the bat, and it dribbles foul to the third base dugout. Goes down as a foul ball off the bat of Dustin Harris. He had the first hit of the day for Frisco and was the only hit until the third inning. Now in the fourth, trailing 2-0. The 0-1, it's outside on a slider, and it's 1-1. A little pop-up single he had over the mound, and it landed at the front of the dirt towards the second baseman, Reyes, who didn't have time to throw him out. The 1-1 pitch, Harris watches it, misses off the plate, it's 2-1. Saw Stephen Kwan do something similar at the major league level for the Guardians yesterday, trying to lay down a bunt, and he popped it over the pitcher, and it just landed behind the mound, went for a base hit. A 2-1 to Harris. He takes a cut at an inside pitch, fouls it back. Sometimes that's the perfect spot to lay down a little grounder. If you can get it there, pop one over the pitcher in no man's land between second base and the hill. Hard to get to for anybody. Here's the 2-2 to Dustin Harris. Swings at another inside pitch and again fouls it, this time off his own foot. Hops around a little bit, looking down at his right cleat. Seems to be okay. Jackson Wolf looking for his third consecutive strikeout, trying to punch out the side in order. 2 strikeouts, bases empty, 2 strikes on Dustin Harris.
Jackson Wolf comes set. The southpaw winds and delivers. Breaking ball low and away. The count is now full. Dustin Harris, 1-for-2 yesterday with a couple of walks, a couple steals. Was stranded at third base after stealing second and third in the same inning. Now he's trying to start a two-out rally. Here's the payoff pitch. Swings and a ground ball towards second. Two hops. Reyes Fields running in. Throws to first in time. And a 1-2-3 inning for Jackson Wolf. He has tossed four scoreless frames here in Frisco. And the southpaw is cruising at Riders Field. It's 2-0 San Antonio as we mosey on to the fifth inning in Frisco. Zach Bigley returns on the microphone when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. A 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Nothing San Antonio to the top of the fifth inning. Ripken Reyes at the top of the order leads things off against Owen White, who has 65 pitches so far through four frames. And the right-hander's first pitch drops a curve on the outside edge. Strike one on Ripken Reyes, who's 0-for-2 today. Owen White has scattered five hits across four innings. The pitch in the air down the left field line and foul. It's 0-2. The two big ones came in the third. Back-to-back solo home runs for Tirso Ornelas and Yorman Rodriguez to make it 2-0 our score. The Missions won 3-0 last night. The 0-2, ground ball up the first base side. Trevor Hover gives ground at first. Fields to his left. Flips underhand to Owen White covering. And there's one away. Tirso Ornelas steps in. He's 1-for-2 with a home run. Two runs, five hits, no errors for San Antonio. No runs, two hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. White looks over the top of his glove. He peels and offers. High, and it's one ball and no strikes. We talked a little bit about Owen White and his brand new sweeper that he has added, debuting it here in this game. The 1-0 pitch. Swinging a line drive up the middle right to the shortstop, Sejacy behind the second base bag, makes the shoe-high catch behind second, and there are two away. Yorman Rodriguez steps in. He homered back in the third. 2-0, San Antonio leads it. The sweeper has been the pitch that has exploded all across Major League Baseball, starting out with the Dodgers last year. John Gray has added a sweeper, as has Andrew Heaney after he pitched with the Dodgers last year. The pitch, just high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Both of those have been very effective for those two starters in the Rangers organization. And we're starting to see it in the minors as well. The 1-0. On the outside corner, and it's 1-1. If you're not aware as to what a sweeper is, it's essentially a pitch that goes more horizontal rather than vertical. The pitch is grounded up the first baseline and foul, and it's 0-2. It's still a slider, but it has more of that horizontal movement and it makes it very difficult to barrel up. The sweeper, as opposed to a more traditional slider that goes vertically downward, the 1-2, just high, and it's two balls and two strikes, hasn't been really inducing more swings and misses this season, but it's been inducing a lot softer contact and missing barrels. It's a lower slugging percentage against the sweeper this year. And so a lot of pitchers are using that and getting some pretty good results. It's been good for Owen White today for the most part. 2-2. Caught him looking right down the heart of the plate. Strike three called. He freezes Yorman Rodriguez to pick up the strikeout, his fourth of the evening. He's out of the fifth inning in 1-2-3 fashion. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom five coming up. Rough Riders down 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the fifth inning, the Rough Riders looking for some offense. They're trailing 2-0 to the San Antonio Missions in Game 3 of this six-game series. Jackson Wolf deals to Nick Tanelu to start the inning. And the first pitch comes across to the bottom of the zone with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. The former West Virginia Mountaineer has been very good so far with four shutout innings, only allowing two hits, both singles for Frisco. The 0-1. Ground ball. Right at the plate, foul. 0-2. That was on the changeup low of the zone. The changeup's been a good pitch for Jackson Wolf, and he throws it unlike a lot of other pitchers in terms of the grip that he has with it. Usually two or three different types of changeup grips that you'll see in baseball. The 0-2. Tanelu watches just high of the zone. One ball and two strikes. There's the circle changeup and the Vulcan changeup, as they're called. The circle changeup is you make a circle with your pointer and your thumb, and you wrap your other three fingers around the baseball. The 1-2. Just off the outside corner, missing with the backdoor curve, and it's 2-2. And then the Vulcan changeup, you split your fingers in the middle of the baseball, two on each side. Well, he throws a three-fingered Vulcan changeup. The pitch home. Misses down low with the fastball, and it's three balls and two strikes. He actually puts the baseball in between his ring and his pinky fingers, which is very rare, but he gets good movement off of it. Throws it with a little bit more spin than you'd normally see changeups. Plays very well off his fastball. The 3-2. Fouled straight back on the heater. Still three balls and two strikes. And when you only throw 92, 93 miles an hour, you want to get some good movement. And he certainly does. He's used that to good effectiveness through his time in West Virginia in college. And then he also has done it well in the minors so far. He looks in for his sign. The payoff pitch. Inside, ball four. Nick Tanelu works the walk to begin things here in the fifth inning. The Rough Riders have their leadoff man aboard. Trevor Hover makes his way to the plate. Grounded out to short back in the second. Rough Riders down 2-0 in his home half of the fifth inning. It was a bit of an up and down month of May for Jackson Wolf. We make our way into June starting today. He was brilliant at times, and he also got hit around in other starts. He whips it home. Rides inside with the fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Against Corpus Christi at home on May 14th, he was flat-out brilliant. Seven innings, allowing just one run on four hits, struck out eight, didn't walk a batter. 1-0. Hover watches a breaker away, and it's two balls and no strikes. But he also had two different outings in which he allowed four or more runs. Kind of goes back to what we saw in the first two games of the season. Five no-hit innings in his first start, then allowed four runs to the Rough Riders in just 1 2/3 innings. The pitch. Right across the outside corner with a fastball, and it's two balls and one strike now on Hover, and it's just about finding that consistency so far. Pitching with the Missions, you usually pitch very well at home. The 2-1 offering. Check swing, strike in the outside corner, 2-2. Jackson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium is one of the most pitcher-friendly ballparks in all minor league baseball. They've already hosted 24 home games this year, and the Missions have just allowed 9 combined homers in those games. The 2-2. Breaking ball popped up on the infield. The second baseman, Ripken Reyes, calls everyone off. 2 feet on the infield grass, now back towards the second base bag, and he makes the catch. Tanelu stays at first base. One out in the fifth inning for Scott Capers, 2-0 San Antonio in the bottom of the fifth inning. That's certainly been the case for Jackson Wolf. He has an ERA close to 3 at home and over 5.5 on the road. He's been good so far here on the road, though. He deals into Capers. It's a breaking ball at the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Capers hit the ball hard his last time up, lining it out to left field where Jorge Onya went back and made a running catch. 0-1 toss. Swing and a miss. He buried the breaking ball down in the zone. 0-2 on the Rough Riders catcher. Frisco's two hits today, a Dustin Harris infield single, and a Jax Biggers line drive single to right, in the second and the third innings, respectively. Capers calls time and steps out, trying to find that offense. Wolf ready from the stretch. He rocks in the 0-2. Tanelu takes off, pitches high and away, throw to second, tag applied, and Tanelu is thrown out. Didn't even get to the bag as Reyes blocked the second base bag, laid the tag down on him, and Tanelu caught stealing for the second out of the inning. First time he's been caught in two attempts this year. One ball, two strikes on Capers. And now Wolf from the line. The 1-2. Inside, missed with the breaking ball, 2-2. We saw Capers call time there right before that 0-2 pitch. Says that's something he's trying to get better at. When you only have the one timeout, it's a strategic timeout for a hitter. Said he wants to kind of catch his breath, especially with two strikes. The 2-2. Down low and inside, it's three balls, two strikes. He says especially when you're coming back and going to the plate after catching a long inning, and it's not like this top of the fifth was particularly lengthy. It was a 1-2-3 inning for Owen White. So it can be pretty tough. Payoff home. It's low for ball four. Second walk of the inning for Jackson Wolf. Jax Biggers steps in. Biggers singled to right field back in the third. Capers said that really when he had a lot of his offensive struggles last week, one of the bigger things was he felt like he was leading off a bunch of innings after long innings on the pitching side of things for the Rough Riders. And when you're catching, you feel like your legs are a little bit of jello in the first few minutes before you can rest them. He said he didn't feel like he was getting ahead on a lot of the pitches because of it. First pitch to Biggers. Flips across the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1.
I think it messes with the pitcher's rhythm. Once as a pitcher, you get two strikes, you see blood in the water, call time, and now the pitcher has to wait a beat. So it's helpful in multiple respects.
Wolf, the 0-1 pitch. Misses just low with a fastball, and it's 1-1.
The worry would be if you get so regular with it, you call for time every time you get to two strikes, maybe the pitcher would realize it. But then maybe one time you don't call for it, and all of a sudden the pitcher, wait, there's no time. Oh, shoot. You know, mess with him a little bit in that regard.
The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner, and it's now 1-2. And the mind games continue no matter what, always. Runner at first, 2 outs, 2-0 our score. Wolf ready from the stretch. He rocks home, low and away. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Evan Carter on deck for the Rough Riders. 9-hole hitting Biggers. Back in from the left side, left on left matchup. The 2-2. Strike 3 call, got him on the outside corner. And the side is retired for the Rough Riders. No runs on no hits, no errors, and a runner left on. Top of the sixth coming up. It's 2-0. San Antonio leads it on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the sixth inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy you're with us. Daniel Johnson leads it off for San Antonio with the Missions leading 2-0. First pitch from Owen White. Curveball. Right on the outside edge for a strike. 0-1. Owen White, 5 innings with 5 strikeouts. He's allowed just 2 runs on 5 hits. The 0-1. Across the inside edge, belt high. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 0-2. He's looked really good tonight. Only 2 missteps has been back-to-back solo homers in the third. Johnson 1-for-2 today. The 0-2 is chopped foul right side. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Johnson singled to right field, flat out to left. In his 2 trips, he chokes up here with 2 strikes. Open stance from the left side. The right-hander White looks over his glove, winds, and the 0-2. Foul back. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Lights have illuminated near Riders Field. The sun starting to set. Still light up above us as well in the sky. The 0-2. Curveball just high and outside. Didn't get the call. 1 ball and 2 strikes now. But the sun will soon set. And we'll have darkness around us, but we'll still be lit up here at Riders Field. The 1-2. Hard ground ball to the right side. Biggers collects, pirouettes in shallow right field and throws him out at first. One away. Clean play from Jax Biggers, who makes it look so easy wherever he's playing on the diamond defensively tonight here at second. And a very nice play off to his left. Reached down, picked it, spun, and threw him out. Got him by about three steps. One out in the sixth inning. Left-handed batting Michael De La Cruz to the plate. First pitch. Rides across the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. That's now six consecutive sat down by White. The 0-1 pitch. High off the outside corner, missing with a curveball. And it's one ball and one strike. White working on 83 pitches, and the Rough Riders do have Alex Spies loosening in their bullpen down the left side. The 1-1. Chopper, right side of the first baseman, Hover. He fields chest high, flips to White, covering in time, two outs. Brings Connor Hollis up. Riders down 2-0, but Owen White continuing to pitch well. Coming off a great performance from Jack Leiter last night, allowing one run over six innings. Yeah. White trying to finish off the six with a quality start. First pitch to Hollis. Off the outer edge, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders have had seven quality starts this year by their pitchers. The funny thing is, Frisco has not really backed those performances on the offensive side. The 1-0. Rips the outside corner a strike. 1-1. The Rough Riders are actually just 3-4 in games in which they get a quality start. Just kind of counterintuitive to what you'd think. The 1-1. Hit in the air out to center field, sending Carter back a couple steps, but he's got a beat on it, settles under it, makes the catch, and it's six strong innings for Owen White. Great performance by the Rough Riders and Rangers' top pitching prospect. It's 2-0 San Antonio to the home half of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Evan Carter at the top of the Rough Riders order, set to lead things off. Frisco has not scored in their last 15 offensive innings, and they try to get it going, trailing 2-0. Jackson Wolf deals home, and he finds the outside corner with a fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. Evan Carter, Thomas Sujacy, Aaron Zavala, the three due up. One back in the pitch. Across the outside edge, thigh high for a strike. Another fastball, and it's 0-2. Carter 0-2 today with a line out to center and a strikeout in his two trips. They play him straight up in the outfield to the pole side on the infield. Wolf peers in over the top of his glove, winds and fires. Carter swings, fouls it straight back, and it's 0-2. Well, if you'd followed any kind of Rough Riders baseball this year or Rangers baseball, you probably know Evan Carter, the number one prospect in the Rangers organization. It's funny to see how these two clubs, the Rangers and the Padres, have treated their prospects. The 0-2. Ground ball up the middle right to the shortstop Ditter. He's got it chest high. Slings it sidearm to first and gets Carter. One out in the sixth inning for Thomas Sejesi. Rough Riders trailing 2-0. The Padres have been all in and win now for the last few years. They made some big-time trades over the last few seasons as well to acquire huge names and free agent signings like Xander Bogaerts in the offseason, trading for Juan Soto. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1. If you look back just 3 years ago at the top five prospects by MLB.com in these two systems, the Padres and the Rangers, it's rather interesting. The 0-1. Line foul into the netting right side, 0-2. One out, the base is clear. In the 2020 rankings for the Rangers, the top five were Josh Jung, Sam Huff, Leody Taveras, Cole Wynn, and Nick Solak, four of five of which are still on the Rangers right now. Three of them are up in the big leagues. Nick Solak playing with the Atlanta Braves. In the Padres system, only one of their top five prospects in 2020 are still with the Padres. The 0-2. Hit foul back behind home. Still 0-2 on Sejesi. Mackenzie Gore and C.J. Abrams were 1-2. They're both with the Washington Nationals organization. Luis Patino, now with the Rays. Luis Camposano still with the Padres, but Taylor Trammell is with the Seattle Mariners. The 0-2. Fouled away, back behind again. And it's still 0-2. That's what happens when you're trying to compete at the big league level. You trade away that good young talent for major league ready guys. And it's worked out for the Padres to make the playoffs. They just have not been to the World Series. 0-2 pitch. Foul back again to the netting behind home, and it's still no balls and two strikes on four straight foul balls from Sejesi. Padres haven't been to the World Series since 1998. They lost to the New York Yankees. The 0-2. Low and outside. One ball, two strikes. Trying to get back there, and they have a really talented squad. They're actually third in the National League West. The pitch. Cut on and missed, and a good breaking ball down low and inside. So JC loses the battle. It's the seventh strikeout for Wolf. And Aaron Zavala climbs to the plate. 2-0 San Antonio, bottom six. The Diamondbacks winning today on a two-run walk-off single by Corbin Carroll, and they're now tied with the Los Angeles Dodgers for the top spot in the National League West. How about that? First pitch. Zavala bunts it foul left side. 0-1. Who would have thought that the Diamondbacks would be ready at this point in the season to compete? It's been really fun to watch the National League West, and it figures to be a really good race, but a lot of people thought that it would be two teams, the Padres and the Dodgers. The 0-1. On the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders trailing 2-0. Right-hander winds back in the 0-2 pitch. Ball off the outside corner, it misses in the dirt. And it's one ball and two strikes. Jackson Wolf and Owen White both going into the sixth inning. Alex Spies is warming up in the Rough Riders bullpen. Justin Lopez is warming in the San Antonio bullpen. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Eight strikeouts for Jackson Wolf. And he's through a 1-2-3 sixth. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. The Rough Riders fail to score for the 15th consecutive inning. Make it the 16th now. We go to the top of the seventh. Rough Riders trail the Missions 2-0. Josh Warden back on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Owen White's day is done. It's up to the Frisco bullpen from here on out in Frisco. Alex Spees is the first one out of the arm barn for the Frisco Rough Riders, trailing 2-0. First pitch of the seventh inning to Jorge Onya. Big cut and a miss at a slider from Alex Spees. San Antonio with two runs on five hits and no errors. And the Rough Riders with no runs on two hits, no errors through six innings. Alex Spees' 0-1 pitch is a fastball low and away. Hits the gun at 95 miles an hour. Following up, Owen White, who had a pretty good start, gave up back-to-back home runs in the third inning, and that was the only damage done against him. The 1-1 to Onya, fastball that bounces away from Scott Capers in the dirt, ball two. White scattered five hits, six innings, two runs, both on the solo home runs. Only walked one batter and struck out five. But he is the pitcher of record right now with the Rough Riders yet to score. The 2-1 pitch to Onya, cut and a miss on a slider. Two fastballs that have missed the zone and then two sliders that have induced swings and misses. And so it's two balls and two strikes. From Alex Spees. Base is empty, just beginning the seventh inning. Spees with the high kick and the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Finally located that heater, and Onya could not catch up. A heater blown by him for strike three, and Spees punches out the first guy he sees. Well, what a year for Alex Spees so far. ERA of 1.1 so far this season. And he really kills right-hand hitting. Onya struck out, and then Chandler Siegel, a right-hand batter, steps in, allowing a batting average of just 128 to right-hand hitters. First pitch to Siegel is on the inside half for his strike, and it's 0-1. Well, I should see two pitchers here in this seventh inning that really did not expect to be pitching for their respective clubs in 2023. The 0-1 fastball splits the plate. That's nothing and two to Chandler Siegel. 2-0 San Antonio, top of the seventh. For Frisco, it's Alex Spees on the mound, who retired from baseball last year. And for San Antonio, it looks like they'll bring in Justin Lopez next inning. The 0-2 from Spees, a slider spiked, and it's 1-2. Lopez, who was not a pitcher until relatively recently in his minor league career, he was a position player, and Spees was a pitcher always, but thought his career may have been done. Now two guys who are going to be pitching in this inning here in Frisco. The 1-2 pitch, just outside. And ball two to Chandler Siegel. Two balls, two strikes. For Spees, he spent the year away coaching. Began coaching with Youth League and then eventually got a job as the head coach at a high school out on the East Coast. The 2-2 to Siegel, a swing and a foul tap at the plate to stay alive. Bounced it off Scott Capers. And 2-2 the count. Spees, who was originally a second-round pick back in 2016 at a high school in Georgia. A lot of pressure for a guy like that. And sometimes was pitching well, sometimes not so much, ended up stepping away from baseball and did not play in the 2022 season. He was coaching at Combine Academy in North Carolina for a year. Has two balls, two strikes on Chandler Siegel with one out. The high kick and the pitch way outside of the backstop. And now 3-2 the count from Alex Spees. He was coaching, it was a boarding school at Combine Academy where he spent that year as the head coach. Stepped away from baseball and really found a love for the game that he had lost a little bit the previous few years when he began to coach the younger generation. A 3-2 pitch swung on and missed. Got the off-speed by Chandler Siegel, and he has struck out the first two batters that he comes in to face. Alex Spees, two retired here in the seventh inning, and now Ray Patrick Ditter, the batter. 2-0 San Antonio in the top half of the seventh inning. Bases are empty for Alex Spees. The right-hander comes set to face Ray Patrick Ditter. And his first offering is a fastball outside for ball one. The thing about that boarding school in North Carolina is got a variety of kids from all over the country and internationally who came to play or just be students there. The 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. Ray Patrick Ditter out in front of the slider. And it's 1-1. Kids from all over, Czechoslovakia or the Czech Republic, for example, that Alex Spees would coach, and he said they just love baseball, see the smile on their face when they're playing, and help me remember. A 1-1 pitch, a fastball in the dirt, and it's 2-1. Remember a joy for baseball that he had previously, and it's easy for it to get lost a little bit once you start playing professionally, get paid as a job for it, but to remember it's a game, something to be savored, and now Alex Spees really enjoying himself this year and pitching well for that matter. The 2-1 pitch to Ditter. He swings and misses again, evens the count at 2-2. He's not gotten all that close, whether fastball, slider. Alex Spees has mixed pitches, primarily throws those two, has a cutter and a two-seam as well. A 2-2 pitch to Ray Patrick Ditter. Swung on and missed again. The cutter got it by him. The slider, I should say. And he strikes out all three batters he has faced in the seventh inning. Alex Spees holds San Antonio off the base paths. And it's still 2-0 Missions halfway through the seventh inning. Time for some stretching at Riders Field and on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action, to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, just a little bit past sunset here in North Texas. Beautiful night for baseball in Frisco. The Rough Riders trying to get on the board here for the first time tonight after a shutout loss yesterday, and they find themselves down 2-0 in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Kellen Strom steps in to face Justin Lopez. Right-handed reliever deals and a first pitch strike on a two-seam fastball down the middle. It's 0-1. He replaces a really good starting pitcher, had a great night. Jackson Wolf issues six innings with no runs allowed and two hits, eight strikeouts. The 0-1 to Strom, a breaking ball that misses low, and it's 1-1 to Strom. So Jackson Wolf gives way to Justin Lopez, right-hand reliever out of Venezuela, 23-year-old. Spent all year so far with San Antonio. The 1-1 offering, slider that's bounced towards short. Two hops, fielded chest high by Ditter. He has time and puts away Strom, throwing across the diamond, one away. And Dustin Harris is next in the Riders lineup. One out, bases empty, 2-0 San Antonio. And Harris, who's 1-for-2 today, steps across the plate and will bat for the left side. So the right-hander, Justin Lopez, who was signed out of Venezuela back in 2016 by the San Diego Padres. Now pitching at the double-A level. His first pitch, Harris takes a slider outside, and it's ball one. Signed him for $1.25 million when Lopez initially put ink to paper to join the Padres organization. Now 1-0 pitch to Dustin Harris. A fastball hit well to left center field. Johnson coming over. He gives way, and Onya able to get into the gap for a fly ball that held up in the air and was pulled down by Jorge Onya. Fly out to the left fielder, and there are two outs here in the seventh inning. Nick Tanelu, the batter, with his Rough Riders team down 2-0 in the seventh inning. To face Justin Lopez, who retires the first two batters he faces here. Signed for $1.25 million. It wasn't because of some heavy fastball he had or some really good slider. He was a shortstop at the time. His first pitch to Tanelu is low and outside. Lopez has put together a pretty lengthy career in the minors. He's already gotten 1,600 plate appearances. Not as a pitcher. He was a shortstop and hit as a batter position player for several years until last year. A 1-0 to Tanelu is down and in. He gets ahead, two balls, no strikes. His career numbers at the plate are decent, .231 average. Slugging of .355. It was a respectable hitter, but nothing that the Padres really saw huge promise in, for it was a pretty high prospect in the organization early on. The 2-0 to Tanelu. He swings a line drive towards left center. Eyes for the gap. It's down for a base hit. Cut off by Johnson in center. Tanelu rounding first into second. Sliding into the bag, and he's out. Tanelu up immediately and talking with Alex Nash, the first base umpire, who is making that call at second. Carlos Cardoza runs out, and he also has some words for Nash. Tanelu getting around the tag and looked like he was safe at second on what would have been a double. Rounding the inside part of the bag, and yeah, he avoided the tag, it looked like. It was close, and it goes down as a single plus an out. Well, Justin Lopez, who became a pitcher this year, goes three up and kind of three down. Technically allows a hit, but no runs in the seventh inning. 2-0 San Antonio to the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, after a electric one inning for Alex Spees out of the bullpen, striking out the side in order, he finishes out his day and hands the ball off to Antoine Kelly, the Maine Township High School product, Milwaukee Brewers pick in the second round, and now Texas Rangers prospect. And the left-hander comes out of the bullpen to make his 15th appearance on the season, an ERA of 3.18. The Rough Riders really need some good pitching here. They have not scored yet today. It is a close ball game, 2-0, with Kelly coming in to enter the eighth inning. Carlos Cardoza still talking with the umpiring crew after a controversial end to the inning in which Nick Tanelu singled and was, according to Sean Sparling, tagged out at second base trying to stretch it to a double. He had some words for Sean Sparling, who is the umpire who threw him, called him out. Tanelu walked back to the dugout and is now at third base. Carlos Cardoza sprinted out of the dugout and now just a couple seconds ago finally went back to the dugout. In the aftermath, Kellen Strom, who had gotten out earlier that inning and jogged out to play defense, also had some words for the umpires and was ejected. So Kellen Strom is out of this ballgame. Chris Cease has come in to replace him. He goes into left. Aaron Zavala moves from left to right, and Evan Carter remains in center. So no more Kellen Strom. He is the ejectee here on Thursday evening. So Antoine Kelly into the game. The lefty deals the pitch to Ripken. Reyes, who takes it for a strike. He was showing bunt and elects to not make contact, with all four infielders moving in on the play and no play. Top of the order for the Mission to lead it 2-0 in the eighth inning. Kelly readies for the 0-1. And here it comes. It's taken again, this time low for ball one.
It's been a frustrating last few games for the Rough Riders in general, and you know, been had a tough time scoring runs here in the last two, and it's hard to see Kellen Strom out of the game. You wonder what he said.
1-1 to Reyes, low and away. The offense has threatened multiple times and not scored yesterday or today. 17 innings consecutively now, dating back to the ninth inning on Tuesday, that they have not scored. The 2-1 pitch from Antoine Kelly is taken at the bottom of the zone for strike two. The tough part is the pitching is held up in that span, with only three runs allowed yesterday and two runs allowed today through seven innings. Two balls, two strikes from Antoine Kelly. He comes home with a slider that just stays outside. And now the count is full from Antoine. He's 2-0 on the season. Now at the back end of the bullpen that no longer has Mark Church or Grant Anderson moving up. Big spot for Antoine Kelly. Here is the payoff to the leadoff man. Swung on and popped up into shallow left center. Thomas Sejasi, the shortstop, working backwards, backpedaling, gets underneath and puts it away. Good play for Thomas Sejasi. And the bullpen holding up so far.
And Chris Cease, who's newly into the game in left field, had no idea where that ball was once it was hit.
He's not used to reading pitches from left, at least not tonight. He's played there a handful of games this season, but it's still different to see, you know, six innings, seven innings to get used to the lighting. He just came out of the dugout. First pitch to Tirso Ornelas is a slider low and away, ball one. Ornelas homering back in the third inning, going back-to-back with Yorman Rodriguez, who is on deck. Those are the only two runs today for either team. One ball, no strikes. The delivery from Antoine Kelly is swung on and missed. A good-looking pitch, 99 miles an hour, up and in. Good luck making contact on that baseball. And Ornelas did not have enough luck to get it. 1-1 the count from Kelly. Bases are empty, one out in the eighth inning. 2-0 San Antonio. Kelly set, looking above the first base bag. Now looks home and throws home. Misses upstairs at 98, ball two. So Frisco getting shut out yesterday. It was the first time that they have been blanked since May 3rd. A 2-1 offering from Kelly is low in ball three, threatening a back-to-back shutout affair, which has not happened in a couple of years. August 14th, 2021, in a doubleheader. Last time Frisco has been shut out back-to-back games. The 3-1 pitch to Ornelas. He fists it over Kelly. It goes towards the shortstop. Sejasi fields on the run, throws to first, and got him. Thomas Sejasi looks like a slick fielding shortstop, and he is on that play. His first start of the season at short. He runs in and sidearms to first in time. JC had to work around that baseball and throw not going towards first. He did a good job of working around the ball so he could come back with a little bit of momentum towards first, but still not all that much, running more towards home, if anything. Now two outs, bases empty. The first pitch to Yorman Rodriguez is low for a ball. Kelly trying to go 1-2-3 in the eighth inning to match what Antoine Kelly did in the seventh. The bullpen has gone 5-for-5 in terms of retiring batters. The 1-0 is outside. 2-0 to Rodriguez, who has a home run. He's 1-for-3 today. The bullpen back on Tuesday allowed 6 earned for Frisco. Just 2 earned yesterday for the pen. The 2-0 pitch from Antoine Kelly is taken right over the plate. Strike 1. Yorman Rodriguez at the plate, 25-year-old from Venezuela. Right-hand hitter against a left-handed pitcher. Here is the 2-1. He swings and a ground ball toward short. Thomas Ajayi, a more routine play, fields and throws a strike to first. He makes two plays back-to-back, and Antoine Kelly goes 1-2-3 in the eighth inning. The pitching is held up. Can the hitters come through for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the eighth inning? Down 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The final three hitters in the Rough Riders order are coming to the plate in the eighth inning. Trevor Hover, Scott Capers, Jax Biggers are the scheduled base hitters against Justin Lopez comes in, returns out of the bullpen. First pitch is low and away. 2-0 San Antonio in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Frisco with three hits today and have stranded three runners. Trailing 2-0. Lopez kicks in the 1-0. Swung on and foul back. Hover got decent contact, but just underneath it. Justin Lopez, who went 1-2-3 in a sense last inning, did allow a single to the third man he faced, but Nick Tanelu tagged out at second. And so he faced the minimum. Now a 1-1 pitch to the left-hand hitting Trevor Hover. It's outside and 2-1. Mentioned last inning, Justin Lopez, who had switched to pitching last season and did really well, went 4-0 once he switched to the mound from shortstop with a .87 ERA, but wasn't at the AA level yet. 2-1 pitch. Hover chops it towards third, fielded by Hollis. The third baseman throws across and beats Hover by a step and a half. And now it's Scott Capers to the plate with one out, and the base is empty. San Antonio 2, Frisco nothing. Here on a Thursday night, Lopez, who didn't take long to find the mid-90s fastball once he switched over from shortstop, and pitching at the single-A level last year, now at the double-A level, and he has not slowed down, a 1.93 earned run average this season with San Antonio. His first pitch to Capers, a slider low and away. And it's 1-0 to Scott, who has a walk and a flyout today. Trying to get aboard to start a little rally here for the Rough Riders, who have not scored in the last 17 innings. The 1-0 to Capers. He swings out in front. Strike one on Scott. Capers, who walked earlier today, does not have a lot of walks. Coming in at just 5 on the season, is the fewest on the team among the active players on the roster. So that's his 6th of the season, a guy who's hit really well. 280 hitter with a lot of extra base hits, 11 of them to be exact. Here's the 1-1 to Capers, swings, and a broken bat blooper behind the mound. Reyes running in, the second baseman Fields gets it out of his glove and throws in time. The bat sawed off near the handle, it lands in front of home plate, and Scott Capers almost beats it out for an infield single. But Ripken Reyes makes a nice play running in and throws him out. Two down and the base is empty for Jax Biggers. 2-0 San Antonio, having scored both their runs, back-to-back hitters in the third inning, and zeros across the board ever since for both teams. Biggers steps in for the left side, looking to turn the lineup over and start a two-out rally. Evan Carter awaits in the on-deck circle. First pitch taken low and well outside, ball one to Jax Biggers. Mentioned earlier, his full name is Jax. When he was facing Jackson Wolf, the starting pitcher today, Jax Biggers had a single off of him. He's 1-for-2. The 1-0 pitch to Biggers is just outside, 2-0. He spells it J-A-X for Jax. His namesake is Reggie Jackson, and after the surname of Mr. October, but just shortened it a bit to Jax. The 2-0 pitch to Biggers is low and outside. He gets ahead, 3 balls and no strikes. His dad wasn't exactly a Reggie Jackson fan. I mean, he liked him, not his favorite player or anything, but he just liked the name that Reggie Jackson would write on his batting gloves. He would write J-A-X, just after his own name, on his batting gloves, and Jax Biggers' dad saw that and liked it. 3-0 pitch is just a bit high, and Jax draws a walk. The two out, base on balls, and now the tying run coming to the plate in the form of Evan Carter. 4-pitch walk for Jax Biggers. Evan Carter, who has a fly out, a strikeout, and a ground out tonight. 2-for-10 in this series. Climbs in with two down, infield playing at the back of the dirt for the middle infielders. The first pitch to Carter, a breaking ball, he hits up the first baseline, foul, fielded by Kavika Emsley-Pye, the first base coach. Third baseman Connor Hollis playing well off the line and somewhat in. First baseman De La Cruz holding the runner on at first. Justin Lopez, after giving up his first walk of the day here in his second inning, has an 0-1 count to Carter. The pitch just misses the outside black, and ball one to Evan Carter. Gorgeous night for baseball. The fans looking for some runs to cheer about. None today yet. Down 2-0. Here is the 1-1 offering. Carter takes it low and away. He gets ahead, 2 balls and 1 strike. Frisco really could use some offense here as Chandler Siegel, the catcher, trots out to chat with Justin Lopez. Frisco is top half of the league in terms of runs per game, over 5 per contest. That's 4th in the league. But they have slowed down a bit the last 11 games, having just scored 39 runs. That's 3.5 per game, about 2 runs below their season average overall. Only Northwest Arkansas has scored fewer in the last 11. They're just 2.5 runs per game. But Frisco just 3.5 over the last 11 games, and no runs yet today. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Carter swings at a slider, doesn't get it. A throw to first. Biggers is back in time to avoid the back deck. It's now 2 balls, 2 strikes on Evan Carter. 2 outs. A runner at first for the Rough Riders. The outfield playing deep to Evan Carter, especially in right field. To the pole side. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, hit on the ground towards second. Reyes over, gloves, and throws to first. That's the inning for the Rough Riders, who now have gone 18 innings in a row with goose eggs on the board. Just a 2-out walk for Jax Biggers and nothing else. We are on to the ninth inning here in Frisco. Zach Bigley has the call when we return. 2-0 San Antonio on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the ninth inning, and Antoine Kelly back to the hill for the Rough Riders, trailing 2-0. First pitch to Daniel Johnson, left on left. Inside, and it nearly hit him, just barely missed him somehow on a slider, and it's one ball and no strikes. Antoine Kelly, 1-2-3 inning in the eighth inning, getting a pop out to short, a ground out to short, and another ground out to short. 1-0 pitch. Fastball missing low and away this time, and it's 2-0 on Johnson. Well, if you're just joining us, the Rough Riders haven't scored in 18 innings on the offensive side. Stretch in the 2-0 pitch. Low and away, three balls, no strikes, and the only scoring in this game has come from San Antonio on back-to-back home runs in the third inning from Tirso Ornelas and Yormán Rodríguez. Johnson is 1-for-3 today. Back in from the left side. 3-0 pitch. Bottom of the zone for a strike with a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. 3-1. Antoine has been a revelation this season on the mound. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him at 98. 3-2 on Johnson. It's been so awesome to see just his emotions be so much more in check this year since after he was traded. He talked about it in our pregame interview that we had split up over the last 2 days about how tough that was for him emotionally when he was traded from the Brewers. He grew up a Brewers fan. The 3-2. Chopper right side of the infield. Hover right there to backhand and take it to the back himself for the out. One away, and Michael De La Cruz makes his way to the plate. 2-0, Rough Riders trail, top of the ninth inning. He said this season he got to spring training early, made sure he built a good relationship with the staff for the Rangers, and made sure he built better relationships with his teammates as well. He feels really comfortable now. First pitch to De La Cruz. The switch hitter watches one across the outside corner at 99 for a strike, and it's 0-1. Kelly has come in more confident. He's done a great job recently, especially when he gets a runner aboard, to make that adjustment. The pitch home. Clips the outer edge. Fastball for a strike. 0-2, and the fastball location has been fantastic so far in this game today. Sometimes the fastball command can be a bit erratic from him, but it's been incredible so far. The 0-2 pitch. Outside corner, strike three call with a 99-mile-an-hour heater. And Antoine Kelly has his first strikeout. Two away, fourth strikeout by the Rough Riders relieving corps tonight. And the ninth overall by Rough Riders pitching. Two outs in the ninth inning. Connor Hollis bats. Rough Riders trailing by two. Rough Riders will have 2, 3, and 4 due up in the bottom of the ninth inning. Kelly ready from the stretch and the offering in. High and outside. 1-0. The Rough Riders had a 2-0 deficit into the ninth inning yesterday when San Antonio was able to tack on a run and make it 3-0. Kelly brings in the 1-0. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-1. And the Rough Riders got two aboard in the bottom half of the ninth inning, but could not push a run across. Rough Riders haven't scored since the eighth inning of game one when they put up a run on an RBI double from Dustin Harris. Frisco has scored just two runs in the series. 1-1. Down low and inside. 2-1. Two runs on 5 hits, no errors for San Antonio. No runs on 3 hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. 2-1. In the air, down the right side, and twist foul out of play. 2-2. 2 outs, bases clear. Rough Riders play straight up on the infield to the opposite way in the outfield for the right-handed batting Connor Hollins. Kelly from the stretch, the left-hander lifts the right leg and delivers home. Swinging a foul back behind home. Went upstairs with a 99-mile-an-hour heat, and Hollis just caught a piece of it. 2-2, still on Hollis. Rough Riders will take on the Missions again tomorrow. They'll send Nick Kraut to the mound. Here's the stretch. And Kelly whips in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. It gets off Caper's glove back behind home. Hollis walking over towards the first base side, and Caper's applies the tag to retire the side in the ninth inning. 2 strikeouts, and it's 6 up, 6 down for Antoine Kelly through his 2 innings of work. Nice job by Spies and Kelly out of the bullpen to keep this game close. 2-0. Bottom of the ninth inning coming up. San Antonio leading the Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our 4 Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders and the Missions. Frisco trailing 2-0 in game 3 of this series, and they'll face Nick Hernandez. Thomas Sejasi, Aaron Zavala, and Chris Cease due up for the Rough Riders. Nick Hernandez, the right-hander, against the right-hander Sejasi. First pitch, cut on and missed, and a good breaking ball away, and it's 0-1. So JC 0-3 today. In fact, he's 0-7. 0-9 going back to game 1 with a base hit, but entered hitting 306 into the series. The pitch, swing and a miss, and a good pitch away, and it's 0-2. He's been the Rough Riders' best hitter in the month of May. Can't say that in the present tense anymore, I guess. It's June 1st today. Happy June. turn a new page into a new month. Time called, so JC steps out. Rough Riders need base runners. 0-2 on the Rough Riders shortstop. Hernandez brings it home. Fouled back. Still 0-2. Nick Hernandez takes over for Justin Lopez, who threw two innings in relief. Hernandez, a 4.05 ERA this year. Right-hander ready from the stretch. He fires. Swinging a little looper off the end of the bat to second. Over Reyes' glove into shallow right field. A base hit for Thomas Ajayi. He singles to right field. Aaron Zavala to the plate. Rough Riders have a base runner, and the tying run comes up. Also, JC's brother and dad are in town, and he picks up a base hit here in the ninth inning in front of them. Zavala in from the left side, 0-3 tonight. Open stance, left side. Hernandez from the stretch, the pitch. Breaking ball, strike. 0-1. Nick Hernandez out of the same hometown as Jax Biggers, Missouri City, Texas. He readies, and the 0-1. Fastball, rip and a miss. 0-2. Fastball at 92 miles an hour. Lefties have had a lot better success than righties against Hernandez, hitting 292 from the left side. Zavala calls time and steps out. Righty's just hitting 167. Well, that'll go up a little bit after Thomas Ajayi's single to right field. Hernandez ready in the 0-2 pitch. Zavala swings, puts it in the air down the left field line. Onya chasing over, can't get it. Base hit. So JC up to second, and the Rough Riders have two aboard with nobody out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Chris Cease to the plate. It's Kellen Strom's spot in the order. Strom was ejected from the game earlier. That was in, the seventh inning going into the eighth. And now runners at first and second for Cease. So let's see if he lays down a bunt. Rough Riders trailing 2-0. In the bottom half of the ninth inning, Dustin Harris is on deck. Rough Riders trying to score for the first time in 18 innings. Hernandez ready from the stretch. C squares to bunt, and he puts it down foul back behind home. It's 0-1. So a bunt would put two in scoring position for Harris, who, again, is a left-handed batter who have had a lot more success against Hernandez this year. Good opportunity for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the ninth inning. Hernandez offers. Cease swings away and fouls it straight back, and it's 0-2. So no longer a bunting situation. Cease against right-handed pitching this year, hitting just 194. Harris, who's standing on deck, a little bit better, but not by much. The 0-2. Check swing. He did not go around on a pitch low and away in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Nobody loosening currently in the San Antonio bullpen. Kevin Copps is standing up and walking around, though. Everbueno is loosening in the Frisco bullpen just in case. 1-2 offering from Hernandez. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner for strike three. And there's one away. And Dustin Harris climbs to the plate. With two aboard and one out in the bottom of the ninth. 2-0 Frisco trails. Harris singled on an infield little looper in the second that bounced right in front of the second baseman Reyes. And Harris was able to beat it out. He's since grounded out to second and flied out to left field. First pitch. He swings and misses out in front on a good slider, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders have one walk-off win this year. Evan Carter walk-off single. Last time the Rough Riders were home against Amarillo. The 0-1. Breaking ball fouled off Harris's foot. And it's 0-2. And he limps around in fair territory down the right side. It would be poetic for the Rough Riders to get their first win of the series in this kind of way after struggling on the offensive side. It would be a huge momentum shift in the series as well, instead of being down 3-0 to be down 2-1. As we're getting near the end of the first half here, this is the fourth to last series in the first half. The Rough Riders are 6 games under .500. Here's the stretch. Hernandez, the 0-2. High, and it's 1-2. Frisco 4.5 games back of the lead in the division from Midland, still within striking distance. The 1-2. Hard line drive right to first base. De La Cruz makes the catch, and he doubles off Zavala at first to end the game. Oh, goodness. The Rough Riders lose after getting the first two aboard in the ninth inning on a hot shot line drive right to the first baseman De La Cruz, who was playing in no doubles defense, to the pole side of Harris down the line, and he was right there to make the catch. A heartbreaking defeat for the Rough Riders. They're shut out for the second consecutive game, and they fall in their fourth in a row. Man, final score, Rough Riders lose the Missions 2-0. Josh Warden has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program, with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, once again, the Frisco Rough Riders threaten in the ninth inning, just like last night. But for back-to-back games, the Rough Riders do not score in the ninth inning or at all, and lose 2-0 tonight following a 3-0 defeat from yesterday, and the Rough Riders do get a shutout back-to-back games for the first time since 2021. Well, Frisco getting some base hits in the ninth inning, and they really were cobbling together a big threat. It wasn't on huge hits. In fact, the hardest hit ball of the inning was the double play that ended it. After Thomas Ajayi blooped a ball into right center field, Aaron Zavala lofted a ball to left field, both for singles. But following a Chris Cease strikeout, then Dustin Harris smashed the ball to the first baseman at 95 miles an hour. But it was caught by Michael De La Cruz. He ran back to first, and not bad base running for Aaron Zavala. He had no shot to get back to first base. He was doubled off. The inning was over. The game was over. And Frisco falls to 0-3 on the series. Frisco is now 7 games below .500 for the first time this season. Meanwhile, San Antonio moves to 26 and 22 on the year. They have been playing very well this season and have a chance to take first place in the Southern Division. They're tied with Midland coming into tonight, and Midland did lose tonight 7-1 to Arkansas, and so San Antonio is now in sole possession of first place in the South. Look through some of the numbers here offensively for the Frisco Rough Riders, and even though they did not score, there were some bright spots. In fact, there were five different players in the lineup who did collect a base hit. Thomas Ajayi had that ninth-inning single, as did Aaron Zavala. Dustin Harris had a base hit earlier in the game as well. Nick Tanelu had a single. He went 1-for-2. He also drew a walk. Scott Capers drew a walk as well. So did Jax Biggers, who also had a single. So he got aboard 2 out of 3 times tonight. And even Evan Carter put the ball in play a lot, although did not collect a hit. Frisco playing good defense. No errors in the ballgame, but just couldn't rack up enough hits and move the guys around, and they lose 2-0 tonight. The highlight was the pitching. Owen White, really strong start. Gave up a couple home runs in the third inning. But to work 6 innings with just 2 runs allowed, having pitched really well up to those home runs and after those home runs, striking out 5 against just 1 walk and 5 hits in the ballgame, his ERA drops down to 4.08 now on the season. The bullpen did well. Alex Spees, a scoreless inning, struck out all 3 batters he faced. And Antoine Kelly did not allow a hit in the 2 innings that he covered to close out the ballgame. Other Texas League action, Cam Duzenac walks it off for the Amarillo Sod Poodles as they win tonight at Hodgetown. Amarillo was playing Springfield in the second half of a doubleheader. They beat Springfield 13-8 and then win 3-2 to sweep the doubleheader today. Arkansas beats Midland 7-1. Corpus Christi defeats Northwest Arkansas 3-1. And Tulsa defeats Wichita 5-4. The final in that one. A look around the Texas Rangers organization today. Round Rock is leading Sugar Land 7-3 at the AAA level. Greenville leads Hickory 4-0. The Crawdads down and actually lose today. That's a final score. And the Downey's Wood Ducks are victorious tonight at the single-A level, beating Columbia 3-1 is the final in that one. Well, for Frisco, 7:05 tomorrow, Nick Krauth is on the hill, his counterpart Duncan Snyder. Those are the 2 starting pitchers tomorrow night. For the Rough Riders and the Missions, now halfway through this series, and Frisco tries to get on the board with a win tomorrow when they start at 7:05. We'll be on the pregame show at 6:50 tomorrow. Zach Bigley and myself, Josh Warden, will be on the call from Riders Field. Hope to have you along the way here in the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Frisco does lose tonight 2-0. And we'll come back tomorrow at 7:05 to play again. For everyone in the Rough Riders organization, thanks so much for tuning in. Talk to you tomorrow at 7:05 from Riders Field. Go Rough Riders. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!